Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. Y'all know what? It is Sunshine Sunday all up in here. Guess what? You know what? I'm walking with the sunshine all up in me. I'm talking about the S-O-N. Do you got the S-O-N on the inside of you, baby? If you don't have the S-O-N, honey, you better ask somebody and try to get you some S-O-N. The sun is good, too, the S-U-N. The sun that's up in the sky, it is beautiful and gorgeous. And I love feeling the sun on my face. Now, you know what? Oh, God, I guess I'm coming on with a life lesson. You know what? The sun, S-U-N, that's up in the sky, it's almost like a representation of the S-O-N. Because when you feel the sun, S-U-N, on your body, it's just like the S-O-N that's on the inside of your heart. When you know you got the S-O-N in your heart, baby, even on your worst day, you can still feel good and still get a pickup. I'm not talking about what somebody told me. Listen, when you have been in your darkest hour and you don't know if you're going to make it from one moment to the next moment and you feel the S-O-N turning in your heart, you say, by God, I think I'm going to make it through today. Well, listen, let me tell you something. I'm telling you what's God, heaven, truth up in here. You know, a lot of people is going through a lot of different things in this world. You know, we got to be nice and we got to be kind to one another. We really do. It's almost like Andy Griffin would say, you know, I just want to be kind. Y'all come on in and have a cup of coffee. You know, everybody on TV is having a cup of coffee. I noticed that, and I'm going to get to the music. Our independent artist, Char, she's going to bring some peace and love. It's one thing I like about Char. She always brings peace and love with her music. She always brings some peace and love. So listen, we're going to have some peace and love on today. Yes, yes, yes. Let me tell you about that cup of coffee. Got a life lesson. Listen. Y'all know I'm a trained life coach, trained by Dr. Monique Carradine. Wasn't on the personality at Channel 32 News here in Chicago. She's no longer there. I worked with her many years ago. But let me tell you this. If you ever notice on TV, a lot of the classic television shows like the Westerns, the black and white shows, they always want to have a cup of coffee. You know, and I noticed that, and I began to ponder and think about the coffee. I said, what is it about the coffee that everybody is having? The coffee, C-O-F-F-E-E, coffee. Well, you know, when you walk into someone's house and they offer you a cup of coffee, it's almost like you're offering them love. You're offering them some love. You want them to come in, sit, and have a conversation with you. So listen. When somebody comes to your home, open your door with a smile. Ask them to come in with a coffee, for a cup of coffee, because the coffee is a representation of love. When they extend a cup of coffee on, like, Gunsmoke, and they extend a cup of coffee maybe on Have Gun Would Travel, whatever Western or whatever television show that you're watching, they do it with love and kindness, right? Oh, my God, today. So what's the moral of the story? Remember, if I go in your home for a cup of coffee, you're offering and extending a hand of love. You want to welcome them in, and you want to say hello to them, because guess what? You got the S-O-N in your heart. All right, now, broadcast live from the Window City. Bye-bye. And the sun is shining all up in here. Listen, broadcast live from the Window City. Yes, it's Sunday, baby. It's Sunshine Sunday. Bye-bye. It is April the 21st, 2024. It is 3:15 on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4:15 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what that stands for? Honey, it's the Eastern Standard. and time zone. They rock my fuck off, honey. Got to push it up to the ATL. All times, baby. Listen, listen, listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba. Gumba Rum. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumba Rum. Now, listen. Gumba Rum will give you the wrong son. You know what? It's going to give you a spirit that you don't want. Lord. Tonight. So, listen. If you do want to experience Gumba Rum, you can get it at cwspirits.com. That's the website, y'all. If y'all already toasty on today, cwspirits.com is a website. Okay, so wake up and smell the coffee, baby. Smell the love, honey. That's what it's about. So listen, Gumba Rum comes in two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO of Gumba Rum is Steve. Shakalaka, shakalaka, boom, honey. He's getting down and he's bad, my darling. So listen. I got some music for you on today. Yes, I do. Some independent, some music by independent artist, sure. I love when she shows up because she shows up with some good stuff. She shows up with some great stuff. Before I get into the music, I want you guys, while you're on Facebook, use the keyword The Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, she's got some more music. She has a cover song by Otis Redding, and listen, y'all going to love it. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it. This girl always puts it down real hot and heavy. You know I love me some Char. She is all right. She is dynamite. Listen, listen. And, oh, let me tell y'all, her video is streaming. Her music video is streaming. Let me remind you, on Simply Me TV. Yes, Simply Me TV. It is streaming on Simply Me TV, her music video. So listen, if you're a female, now we do have a channel on Simply Me TV. I don't want to get into the whole story. So listen, if you go to simplyme.tv, put in the keyword fierce, and you'll come right up to that page, and you'll be able to view the music video. We have six different episodes right now. We're going to be adding some more in the future. We have six episodes right now. So listen, this song is called I'll Be All Right. Y'all going to be all right. We all going to be all right. We're going to make it. We're going to sing Kumbaya. We're going to hold hands, and we're going to tell each other, you're going to be all right, baby. So listen. The show is telling you, I'll be all right.
You've been distant from me lately. You don't seem to want me around. Try to talk to you about it. You just keep shutting me down. But I gotta know, if you don't love me, just tell me the truth. If you try to get close to you, baby, you push me away. When I try to talk to you about it, you tell me it's all in my head. But I gotta know, if you don't love me, I'm not gonna lie, I'll probably cry, but I promise you, I won't fuss and fight with you, no. If you don't love me, just tell me the truth, tell me, baby. If you yeah.
I like that. I love that. She's saying, if you don't want me, just tell me the truth. I'll be all right. Listen, y'all, it is better. Here comes a life lesson. You know what? It is better for someone to tell you the truth, right, that they don't want you around, because you're going to be all right. It is worse when someone keeps you around for their own benefits and they don't want you around, and you're around because you're thinking this person wants you around, and guess what? You're both living a lie, because he or she could let you go about your business and go about your way so you can begin your healing process, because you're thinking this person is wanting you around for the right reason and they have something else in their mind. Well, you don't want that. So what she's thinking about is, just tell me the truth. Let me know right up front. Let's be honest. Just be honest with me. If you don't want me, just tell me. I'll be all right. You will be okay. You'll be all right. So listen, that's what she's talking about. You'll be all right. Listen, and sometimes loneliness, let me tell y'all something, sometimes a spirit of loneliness will have you accept something that you really don't want. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, that's a lesson up in there. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, do it too when you're feeling lonely and you're lonely. Listen, that spirit of loneliness will have you accept things or accept people that's really no good for you, and you really don't want them, but you want companionship of some kind. Listen, oh, my God, I feel like teaching up in here. So, listen, let me tell you something. Loneliness does not want you to, you should not, let me put it this way, you should not lower your standards because of loneliness. Let me tell you, and sometimes people do that a lot of times because they want companionship, they want to feel connection with somebody else. We all want to be connected to someone, but God's sakes, don't lower your standard because of loneliness. And the spirit of loneliness, oh my God, the spirit of heaviness and loneliness will have you, will make you feel like you want to connect with just anybody that's walking by. Don't do it. You will regret it. Don't do it. But listen, don't lower your standards. Don't lower your value system because you're feeling lonely. So listen, let me get on. Oh, my God. That was a good one. That was for free, y'all. So listen, I got some more music by independent artists, y'all. This is These Arms of Mine.
These arms of mine, they are lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are you. You need from watching you, and if you should let them hold you, how grateful I would be. Ooh.
Independent artist Shar, listen, she's telling, be my man, be my lover, treat me right. Listen, y'all, you know I was talking about loneliness, you know, a spirit of loneliness or heaviness, you know, and what she's saying, she wants somebody that's going to treat her right. That's what you want, honey. You know, even in your moment of loneliness, we all deserve to have somebody to treat us right, right? And so we all walk through different times in life where we just feel like, oh, my God, you know, so many different things is going on. But guess what? You still deserve to have somebody that's going to treat you right. And you know what? If you meet somebody at your look at it like this. If you meet somebody at your lowest moment and they still put a hand out to you and they want to treat you right, you better pay attention. Pay attention, because if you're at your darkest moment in your life and you feel like your heart is broken and everything is going on and you meet somebody that wants to help pull you up and strengthen you, you better pay attention, baby. It might be just that one that God is saying, knock, 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 I got something for you. So listen, oh, I love that. I felt that. Oh, good gosh. So listen, pay attention, y'all. Y'all pay attention. You never know when the right one is coming to knock on your door. You never know when the right one is going to meet you in Walgreens, meet you in CVS, meet you in Jewels. Well, honey, I shops at the thrift store. The right one might meet me in the thrift store. You never know. Might be in Dunkin' Donuts. But you got to pay attention. Listen, let me tell you this. Then I got to go. I had somebody. This is a good example. It's a real story. They always was missing good opportunities. Say, listen, God always sends opportunities, but if you don't understand that God is sending you an opportunity, you'll miss the opportunity because you're not aware that God is sending it. Did y'all get that? So listen. God will send you opportunities, but if you are asleep in your mind, if you're asleep in your spirit, you can't see and you're not aware that God is sending opportunities. You might be having opportunities walking right by, but you got your eyes closed. You got to open your eyes. I'm talking about your spiritual eyes, honey, to see that opportunities are coming your way, honey. So listen, darling, I want you to open your eyes, open your spiritual eyes, open your spiritual ears so you can hear what God is saying to you all up in here. Guess what? All this came to you by Independent Artist Shar, because she brought some good music on today. Now listen, it's been superlicious good. I got to get on up out of here, and guess what? I'm going to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.